here with you all. Yes. Well, tomorrow is Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival. Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsav Ki.
Yeah.
How nice. How wonderful. So I thought we could just read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival. Let's see here. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Ecstatic Dancing of the Lord at Rath Yatra. Well, let us just, we'll focus on a particular part, and it's towards the end of the description there in that chapter. Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra Devi have come out of the temple and they have mounted their chariots and the procession has started and the chariots are being pulled down that big road there. If you've been to Puri, you'd know it's such a big road, the main street, huge road to accommodate the Rath Yatra. So they've been going a little while, and Lord Chaitanya is very much in the mood of Srimati Radharani meeting Krishna at Kurukshetra during that great solar eclipse. Hare Krishna, please make yourselves comfortable. Please use a chair. During that great solar eclipse, it's described, Hare Krishna, in Srimad Bhagavatam, actually, in the 10th canto. And Krishna came from Dwarka with the residents of Dwarka, and Nanda Maharaj and all the devotees of Vrindavan, including the gopis and particularly Srimati Radharani, they all came from Vrindavan to the south. Dwarka's to the what? West. To the west. And after so many years of separation, Lord Krishna and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they met again. And it was a very, just a very overwhelming experience for everyone. Meeting after years and decades, quite a number of decades of separation. Very emotional. And just, oh yes, basically they forgot about the eclipse. They were there for the eclipse to do certain observances, to invoke auspiciousness during the eclipse, which eclipses are inauspicious. But basically they forgot all about that, and they were just associating together again. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya in the Ratha Yatra, he was completely in the mood of Radharani at that time, in that situation in Kurukshetra. And particularly right at the end of that meeting in Kurukshetra, which went on for some days. There were all sorts of different religious ceremonies and performances carried out. And it all went, even though the eclipse itself was, I don't know, some hours or something like that. But the whole program and all the different people and all the different things going on went on for a number of days. And at the end, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, it's a long story, but they appealed to Lord Krishna, please return to Vrindavan. When you left Vrindavan, you promised to return. In fact, you said you were just going to be coming very soon, but now it's been years and decades. By our calculation, it's at least 60 or more years. Something like that. But at least 60. So it's really a long time. So you told us when you left you'd return, but you didn't return. So now you must return. And Krishna tried to procrastinate, give excuses and why he hadn't returned, and say, yes, but don't worry, I will. I got a few more things to do. Few more demons to kill. Shishupal and Dantavakra particularly. So don't worry, I'm, as they say in South Africa, just now coming. Oh yeah, I heard someone say it just as we drove in. The woman on the gate there, what'd she say? What was it? Now. I think I'll be with you now, or something like that. Which is a special part of South African culture. I don't know if you're aware. South Africa has a subculture. And an interesting part of it, at least, is this culture of now, and now. And when I travel, I sometimes tell the devotees in other countries, and they just so fascinated by it, and they laugh so much. So now, coming now, coming now, means coming in due course. Don't worry too much. You know, we'll be there sooner or later, maybe later than sooner. And now means quite soon. But now means now. Yes. So that she said now. Do you remember?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
I think she said, I'll be with you now. I thought, wow, this is a bona fide South African. Anyway, so that's what Krishna said to Radharani and the gopis. When all these ceremonies and things had concluded and everyone was going home, and then the gopis approached Krishna right at that last moment, like we said, that you said you'd come but you haven't come and you must come, and Krishna tried to avoid it by saying that he's just now coming, but they didn't accept it. So it's a whole discussion, actually, that takes place. And I wanted to read a few verses from that. First of all, Lord Chaitanya is speaking I don't know, really. Lord Chaitanya is speaking. He's in the mood of Radharani, as we mentioned. So, and he's speaking to Jagannath. He's seeing Jagannath as Vrindavan Krishna. The youth, fresh young youth with the flute. That young boy in the Kishore stage means around about 16 or so. Yes, just the sort of ideal stage of teenage life. Lord Chaitanya was seeing Jagannath like that and appealing to him in that way, in that sense. And this is what he was saying. Well, there's a number of verses, but I'll just read. What shall I read? I'll just read one, and then I'll read some verses of Lord Krishna's reply. Tumi vrajirajivana vrajirajir pranadana tumi vrajir sakala sampad kripadra tumara mana asi jiao vrajajana vraje udoy karo nijapada. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking as Radharani. My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan. And you are very merciful. Please come and let all the residents of Vrindavan live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. So this is all going on during, right in the middle of the Rath Yatra. They're right out there in the street with thousands or even millions of people. It's just a huge, massive, massive public festival. And Lord Chaitanya is appealing to Jagannath like that. And Jagannath sometimes would stop. And the whole procession would stop. Because of this exchange going on between Lord Chaitanya as Radharani and Jagannath as Krishna. So here then, Krishna responds to these appeals by Lord Chaitanya, or you could say by Srimati Radharani. And I'll read it's Bengali actually, of a few of the verses, and then I'll just read some, just the translations. But the verses are the Bengali is particularly beautiful and rhythmic. It's amazing, actually. Using a very specific meter. It's actually a bhajan meter. It's a bhajan meter. And we use the same meter when we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma. I think you're all familiar with that song. So, yeah, it's three lines together. Two together and then one. Connected, but a little different. Shunya Radhika Vani Vraja Prema Mane Ani Bhave Vyakulita Bhave Vyakulita Bhave Vyakulita Dehamana Vraja Lokir Prema Shuni Apanake Rini Mani Kare Krishna Tanre Ashvasan. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very much perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. See, he's not even, the author Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is not even referring to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is speaking, or Jagannath. But he's just saying Radharani, Krishna, there, having exchanges together. So now Krishna responds, Pranapriyeshuna mola esacha vachan tomasabha smarane juran muni ratri dine mora dukha najane kona jana. Did you follow that? He followed it. He didn't. Why not? It's simple. Mora dukha najane kona jana. My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I'm speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. So this is Krishna speaking in the middle of the Rath Yatra, it's Jagannath. Vrajavasi yata jana mata pita sakagana sabaihaya mora pranasama tanra madhye gopigana sakshat mora jivana tumi mora jivanera jivan. Sri Krishna continued, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd, boyfriends, and everything else are like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, are the chief. Therefore you are the very life of my life. This is very deep. Tumi mora jivaner jivan. You are just the life of my life. Toma sabar prema rase amake karila vashe ami tomar adina keval toma saba chadana amadura deshe lana rakiyache duradaiva prabal. My dear Srimati Radharani, I'm always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I'm under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. Hare Krishna. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaking. Because we must understand, I mean, at least try to absorb the idea, assimilate the idea, that Krishna is a person, a real person. He's not so big that he ceases to become something other than a real person with real personal features like us, but in special ways, but still like us. So my separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. His love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan, and particularly the gopis, and most particularly Srimati Radharani, this all means so much to him. He's so deeply, deeply moved that he becomes just, well, as we mentioned a bit last night, bewildered. What is going on? What to do? Why is all this happening? Priya Priya Sangahina, Priya Priya Sangavina, Nahi Jie Esatya Praman, Moradasha Shone Yabe, Tanra E Dasha Habe, E Baye Duna Rake Pran. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for each other. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. Anyway, it's just an interesting little example, something perhaps we can relate to a bit. You know, you've heard of Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare. That's this situation here. Yeah. When I was 12, my father took me to see the movie with, what's her name? Olivia Hussey. You heard of her? Don't worry, you didn't miss much. She was Romeo. I mean, Juliet. She was Juliet. And Romeo, I can't remember. But, you know, such an emotional movie. And at the end, we walked out. My father was crying. I'd never seen him cry before, ever. Ever. Never. Yes. So, but that's just to give us an idea. It's like a hint, you could say, that the love between Radha and Krishna, or the love the Lord has for his devotees and the love the pure devotees have for the Lord, is just something to die for. Something to die for. And there's very interesting little exchange. It's in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, if you've read it. Have you read it? All of it?
Two volumes.
Huh?
I've only got the two volumes.
Oh, I thought there's three.
Yeah, I've only got two.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm picking on you. I'll stop. But there, it's in the third volume, by the way. In fact, it's almost at the end. It's the second to last chapter. And there's the story of the Kaliya Leela. Kaliya Leela. And Lord Krishna is apparently, I mean, it's a long story, I'm sure. The way Sanatana Goswami presents it is just completely astonishing. But what happens is that, I mean, as things come to a conclusion, Kaliya is holding Krishna, and everyone thinks, except Balaram, that Krishna cannot move, and he's caught, and it's just a total disaster, absolute disaster. We're going to lose our Krishna. So all the inhabitants of Vrindavan are there, and they all start entering the Yamuna to be with Krishna. And Balaram, who understands what's going on, the only one, he, without telling them that you don't need to worry because Krishna's actually God, and Kaliya is just a tiny little minute living entity, and it's just Krishna's playing a game. It's nothing more than that. He didn't want to say that because it would interfere with the loving relationships of Krishna with the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who are thinking he's just one of the village boys. But if they start thinking he's God, then all the relationships will change drastically and the love will reduce drastically and a mood of respect and reverence will come in, which will just sort of cool things or even make things cold. So Balaram is trying to stop them as they're entering. They're entering this side, that side. They're just, lots of them are entering. He's trying to stop them by smiling, by saying, you know, you don't need to, I mean, don't go, or even some of them physically stopping them. But then they start entering more and more strongly, and he sees he can't stop them. So he calls out to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. Oh, great Krishna. These are not the devotees of Vaikuntha. These are not even your monkey associates in Ayodhya. These are not even your devotees from Dwarka. These are the bridge buses. Even though they have spiritual bodies, they're about to die. So Krishna, please stop this pastime. Stop it. Or your gentle heart will become filled with grief. And Krishna stops the pastime. I'm just making the point. It's just the point is about the depth of affection and love that, you know, stated here. Of course, it's a material type of example. A man and a woman, they have great love for each other by material standards, but they're separated, and in their separation, they're sort of pining for each other. And as happens sometimes, one of them may die, and when the other hears, they die also, because their lives are just sort of so much entwined with each other. It's what happened with my maternal grandparents. It was, who was it? Anyway, one of them died, and the next, and the other one found out within, I don't know, an hour or so. They were both in the same hospital, and the other one died the next day. I mean, it's mundane, but you know, it's, there's a connection. So yes. Therefore, Prabhupada said, we're told, Prabhupada asked, what is Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada gave the answer, it is the development of a personal relationship with Krishna, disguised as a process. Disguised. It looks like a process, like you must do this and not do that, and mind your P's and Q's, and just, you know, keep on the ball. But actually, it's the development of a personal relationship. Let's carry on. Oops. I'll just read some of the translations. You are my... This is Krishna still. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan every day to enjoy pastimes with you. I then return to Dwarka Dham. Thus you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. It's interesting, isn't it? Krishna's saying, well, interesting point. Krishna is a devotee of Lakshmi Narayan. There you go. He's a religious man. Oh yes, at home he has an altar, and he's not on the altar. Lakshmi Narayan, and he does his puja and whatnot to Lakshmi Narayan. So he says here, And even when he left Vrindavan, he carried on with worship of Lakshmi Narayan. So he's saying, just to keep you living, I worship Narayan. It's by his mercy that I come every day. What on earth? Our loving affairs are more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come there unseen by others. I hope that very soon I'll be visible to everyone. You know, like the Lord has said here, he goes back to Vrindavan every day and associates with the Brijvasis, and then in the evening just zips back to Dwarka. But there's a phenomenon. It's called Prema Vivarta. Means a type of madness due to love. In that madness of love, sometimes when Krishna is not present, they think he is. Not just they think he is, they're convinced he is. Completely convinced. And therefore sometimes they embrace tamal trees. And they think, wow, Krishna, your body's become so hard. What happened to you? And then they say, oh, it's just a tamal tree. But they were convinced enough to come running over and grab the tamal tree. Yes. And then, but then the other part is, when Krishna is not present, I mean, when Krishna is present, they think he isn't. And this is what he's referring to here. He goes there every day. But still they think that he left Vrindavan and he never came back. And they're upset about it. And there's a famous story. It's from a place called Prem Sarova in Vrajmandala, not far from, between Varshana and Nandagram. And the pastime there is how the lake, Sarova meaning lake, how it manifested prema from love, is that Radharani was sitting on Krishna's lap and a bee was bothering her. And Krishna called Madhu Mangal to chase away the bee, which he did. But then he came back and he said, he sort of boasted in a, you know, flamboyant way, ha! Madhu has gone. Because Madhu is a name for bees. Yeah, in India. But Madhu is also a name of Krishna. Madhu means sweet, and he is the sweetest. Much sweeter than any honey. Madhu has gone. And Radharani thought, oh, Krishna has gone? She was sitting on his lap. And Krishna said, no, no, look, see, I'm right here. And Radharani said, no, no, no. He's a Brahmin. He said, you've gone. He never tells a lie. You must have gone. And Krishna said, no, look, I'm here. I'm right here. You're sitting on my lap. And Radharani said, no, you're not. You've gone. You're not here. And Krishna said, no, no, I'm here, look at me, you're touching me. And Radharani said, you are simply an hallucination. And started crying. And Krishna started crying. And they both cried and cried. And their tears filled up and became a lake, Prema Sarova. The lake that is made of the tears of love of Radha and Krishna. So that's what's going on here. That's what he's referring to. He's coming every day, but nobody, and everyone's interacting with him, but no one understands. Let's see. Okay. Read another couple of verses. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they'll bring me back within 10 or 20 days. That's now. 10 or 20 days. Now. Just now coming. And when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and all the damsels of Rajabhumi. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again attain Krishna. This is now Bhagavatam 10:82-44. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritat vaya kalpate dishya yad asin matsneho bhavatinam madapana. Lord Sri Krishna said, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. Yes. So when the gopis heard that, then this, hearing this, banished all Radharani's difficulties and assured her she would again attain Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Swarup Damodar and taste the topics of these verses day and night. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsava ki. So anyway, I mean just a few extra words, couple of extra words. That when we're in the Rath Yatra tomorrow, and we will all be there, won't we? Then we should be cognizant, be mindful of what is the background of this festival. It's not just a sort of happy little festival where we just sing and dance and just, you know, smile a lot and associate with each other, although that happens and that's nice and that's important. But actually we're reenacting this amazing pastime in that after Krishna finishes speaking, the gopis place him on his chariot, tie ropes to the chariot, and pull him back to Vrindavan. So by pulling the Lord on the chariot, as we'll do tomorrow afternoon, we are reenacting that. You know, sometimes in our festivals like Janmashtami, Ram Navami, etc., etc., those major festivals, sometimes we have dramas. Devotees put together some drama and then present it to everyone. But in this festival, we are all part of the drama. It's not really a drama, but anyway, whatever you want to call it, we're all part of it. We're all part of the reenactment. It's amazing. Such an amazing festival to have this element in the whole celebration of placing us in the position of the bridge buses, even actually of the gopis. Yes. And pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan and not taking no or just now coming as an answer from him. No. Just away we go. Let him say what he likes. We're taking him. So we should definitely try to be mindful of that. because it's true. It's the deeper. The festival is going on two levels. Both are important. And we shouldn't think that the sort of external level is just very secondary and, you know, not as important as this other level. So one level is it's a pub-